love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I tell them like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
The people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday. What's happening?
Yes, it's Tuesday.
How's everybody feeling this morning, huh?
I'm a little tired.
Why?
I was out and about. Yesterday was Halloween.
Oh, yeah. You had your...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, you had a different costume on, right?
Yeah, I had a different costume on last night. I was Darth Vader last night.
Where'd you go? You went to the neighborhood?
I went to the neighborhood for a little bit. Then a friend of mine had a Halloween party at their house.
Okay.
So it was pretty dope. Because what it did is it pretty much brought everybody from the neighborhood to their house.
Yeah.
And they had candy and food and party and DJ. So we just got to celebrate at their house.
Does your neighbor support Trump or Hillary? You don't know?
I'm sure Hillary.
Okay. That's the only reason I didn't go trick-or-treating in my neighborhood.
That one neighbor. But I think the majority of my neighborhood, I see a lot of Trump signs.
And that's exactly why I didn't go trick-or-treating last night in my neighborhood, because there's too many Trump signs in my neighborhood.
There's a lot of Trump.
So, you know, that's just...
signs, yeah.
I see that sign, and I see, nigger, stay away. So I don't...
So you stayed away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was in the mall yesterday. A lot of the kids went in the mall shopping. Nice, safe place to shop. All the stores that had candy had signs outside.
And they tell you to go to the mall. If you really don't know where to go, they say go to the mall. A lot of the malls have candy. It's easy. It's safe. There's security. There's police.
You can tell what's on Angelique's mind. She said all the kids went to the mall shopping.
They were trick-or-treating in the mall.
Oh, shopping for candy for free.
No, they were trick-or-treating.
They were shopping for candy. Somebody came up last night.
I went to the mall because I was looking at dogs. Yesterday.
They sell dogs in the mall now? Yeah,
they always do.
Yeah, they have pet stores.
They usually tell you don't buy your dogs from the mall, because usually that's not the purest breed of that type of dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't want no dog from the mall, bro.
People usually touch them more. They're more aggressive.
Nah.
They don't act towards people. That's what they say sometimes, but that's not always the case.
Well, yeah, I did a lot of research on this, and these dogs are pure breeds, and you get to go back and play with them. They're really cute, and they have the whole history of them. They all have their shots. So,
are the dogs in the mall name brand? Do they got like Gucci dogs and Louis dogs and Dolce & Gabbana dogs and Versace and all kind of other stuff I can't pronounce?
They have like German Shepherds, Rottweilers.
Those ain't name brands. Those people.
But that's the type of dogs they have. There's no such thing as a Gucci dog.
Oh, you can get you a Gucci dog if you want to, if you got that kind of money.
What do you mean?
Put a tattoo of a Gucci logo on the dog's ass and tell everybody that it's Gucci.
Oh,
well, anyway, shout out to Andy of Fashionable Pets.
Did you buy a dog?
No, not yet. He was actually just really helpful. He was
not
just,
yet?
No, he was just trying to help me get educated on the dogs.
You're gonna buy a dog?
I don't know, Andy.
A dog or somebody buying a dog for you?
I don't know.
Do you know the responsibility of having a dog?
Huh?
You know the responsibility of having a dog?
Well, yeah, that's why before I decided to get the dog, I called my brother.
No late night stuff. The dog has to be taken out, has to be fed.
Why do you want a dog all of a sudden?
Are you going to listen to what I'm saying?
Okay, go ahead. I feel like a parent right now. You shouldn't have a dog.
I asked my brother, and he said that he could help me with the dog because he lives right near me. So he was like, if you go out of town, he said the dog that you want to get is a chick magnet. It's not a problem.
First of all, you don't need to attract no chicks.
They actually have a trainer, so they said at 5 months you should bring the dog in, and the dog goes with the trainer for 3 weeks.
What do you do for the first 5 months, though?
Their dogs are already kind of trained.
They're not trained. That's bull crap. That's
a
lie.
Well, he said they can't retain that information yet as much. But they were actually pretty good. I spent like 2 hours with two different dogs.
Is your man buying you a Yorkie? 21 Savage said you should buy your girl a Yorkie. Is your man buying you a Yorkie?
No, it's not a Yorkie. Not a Yorkie.
That's how you know you got a man. A man buying her a dog.
Big dog, a little dog.
Single girls buy cats.
Middle size. When this actually...
The picture you posted? Which one? The one to the right or one to the left?
The one that looks like a wolf.
I don't want to
but
write.
They said
that's
dog,
what you told your man you want for Christmas?
Inu. It's like a very cat-like property.
I like that dog. I watch the dog. I ain't gonna lie. I watch him.
It's a very calm dog. And
he has to be trained.
She's really good at playing by herself. So even
it's
when,
a girl.
Yes, yeah, a
so
girl.
That's good. So she won't lift the leg on the furniture.
No.
Drop on a clues bomb for Angela Yee, man, buying her a dog.
You know, I research everything before I get it.
I did, too.
Furniture.
I had about four dogs. They haven't worked out.
They did mention you in there. They said, don't let Envy near the dog.
the dogs haven't worked out.
If you were single, she'd be buying herself a cat.
I like cats, though.
Because you know what cat ladies do?
What?
They take a little honey and they put it on there.
Okay.
And they let the cat
go too far.
I'm just telling you.
All right. We know what you did with that dog.
Jay Farrell will be joining us this morning. Comedian.
Formerly of SNL.
Yes. We'll chop it up with
him. I think he got fired or let go.
We'll talk to him about that.
Stop it.
And front page news, what we talking about, Yee?
We'll talk about Black Friday deals start today. Now that Halloween's over, let's get ready for the holidays.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Riri. Hey everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. That went Monday Night Football. The Bears beat the Vikings 22-10, and Game 6 of the World Series is tonight in Cleveland. Now, what are you talking about these sales, these sales you speak of?
Well, at Amazon, Black Friday deals actually start today, so they're opening up their first holiday deals tonight. That's part of their Black Friday deals, and that's going to be running through December 22nd.
Tonight or right now? I can go right now.
Starting tonight.
Okay, tonight.
Right, so that means they're going to also update their mobile app so that while you're shopping, even if you're actually in the store, you can use your phone's camera to do a visual search for an item inside of the app. Also, if you're a Prime member, you get an additional 20% off on pre-order and new release video games, and you get to shop thousands of lightning deals. I have friends who have Amazon Prime. It's $99 a year. Mm-hmm. You get free two-day shipping and all kinds of deals.
So you think it's too early to be shopping for Christmas or now is the right time?
I think it's a great idea.
I started already.
If you can do it, it's a nice feeling so that you're not rushing at the last minute. I do a lot of my shopping online.
What's the hot gift of the year so far? Anything?
Cash.
Anybody know?
Nah, envelopes of cash.
You was talking about this video game I've been trying to find. What's
the
that
Nintendo
thing called?
Man, it's like only $50. It's the mini Nintendo. It don't come out. It come out this month.
Come out this month.
Today's the first, so it comes out this month.
Mini Nintendo. That's what I want.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for the first. A lot of girls out there popping that poom poom for that rent money this morning. Mm. All right.
Now let's talk about this Halloween party where five people got shot.
Yes, this was in San Antonio, and police say a man was not invited. He dressed as Freddy Krueger and he shot five people at a party. They were all wounded in the shooting early on Sunday, and then they got treated and released from the hospitals. They say the shooting, they believe, began after two men who were not invited showed up, and one man who was dressed as Freddy Krueger got into an argument with others. That's when he pulled out a gun from his costume and opened fire. So still at large.
I am so pissed off at this story because I am so mad that this guy was not on brand with Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger does not shoot people.
Right.
Okay, if you came in there and you stabbed five people, slashed them, then you're on brand. If you want to shoot people, you'd be Deadpool.
Well, I'm glad he wasn't. He was a bad shot because nobody
was
died.
Killed,
yeah,
yes.
Thank God.
Nobody died?
Nobody
died. Oh, he's a terrible Freddy Krueger.
Well, that's great.
Not first, you're using a gun and you didn't kill nobody?
Thank
I mean,
God.
Jesus Christ. Come on, be on brand with these costumes.
All right, and if you guys are trying to fly out for the holidays and looking for your Thanksgiving airfares, they're saying you better hurry up and get those flights because as we approach the holidays, the tickets go up on average about $4 a day.
All of this early money they want us to spend. We got to spend money early for flights for Thanksgiving. We got to buy Christmas gifts early. Today's the first. Yep. Who got that kind of money?
They're saying it's actually better airfares than last year, though. So that's the good news.
It's still expensive. I checked. It's still expensive. Goodness gracious. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. The phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now and vent. Tell us why you're mad. Maybe your Halloween didn't go as expected. Maybe you didn't get none last night. Maybe you didn't get no candy. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. You know nobody rang my doorbell yesterday?
You know it's a lot of women.
Because you had that Hillary Clinton sign outside.
You know
they're
it's
not
a
trying to mess with you.
A lot of women still tricking, okay, and treating from last night to get rent money for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now.
Maybe you ate too much candy like me.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? Ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Woodside, Queens.
Queens, why you mad?
I'm mad because I'm an amateur musician, but I'm better than a lot of the fellas that play. And when I play in front of them, they try to critique my playing, saying, well, you don't know how to do this. And but then I said, well, chill me. They can't do any better. So they just try to chump you.
So you don't like constructive criticism is what you're saying.
So I love constructive criticism. If you're better than me, then when I hand the guitar over you, you can't do better.
Talk
not
that
even
ish.
As good as me. Then you're a sucker. You well, just
do something right now. Do something right now.
Let's hear something.
Why are you up this early playing acoustic guitar?
This is her shot. Go.
Guitar hero.
Sounds very amateurish already.
Well, you know, I'm trying to hold the phone and play, but I can play better.
Go ahead. Don't listen to Sean.
Why still got a rotary
phone? Keep going. Don't stop. Don't listen.
Boo.
You can't do anything.
Boo. Stop. Can you play something I might know?
Can Charlamagne do any better?
Anything hip-hop?
Okay, I'll do the same thing. Everybody loves this hip-hop crap. Okay, here you go.
Right. Started off sounding like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It is. You have great talent. Lord, good luck, man. We wish you the best, Karen.
They lying to you, Karen.
No, it's hard trying to balance and play at the same time so early in the morning. Charlamagne, you can't do anything but criticize.
Karen, go get a job. Karen, go get a job.
All right, we appreciate your talent, Karen.
Thank you, Taryn.
Go pick up a trade.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tay I'm from Brooklyn, but I live in Jersey now.
What's
hey,
up, Tay?
From Brooklyn, living in Jersey. What part of Jersey?
Newark.
Oh, today is
North
the first.
Newark. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
But she's still representing Brooklyn,
better
too.
Better get that $1,500 hey. Up for it.
Tell them it's a little more than that, Mama.
Okay, so I am mad because last night on my way into work, me and my girlfriend, we have a routine. She works during the day, I work at night. And we're normally on the phone when I get home, well, get to work. Well, last night, she didn't answer her phone for like a whole hour and a half. So now I'm like hysterical because I'm at work and I don't know what's going on. She broke routine. So I'm letting my bosses know, like, I might have to run out of here. I think she's in a car accident because the last time I checked, she was on the road on her way home. And it's an hour and a half later. It don't take that long. So finally, come to find out, she called me like everything was okay. Like, it was just fine. I'm here at work, hysterical, going crazy, crying, having a panic attack. And she's like, it's okay. It's not okay. Well, what was you doing? Oh, I was out front in the building talking, getting the tea. Getting the tea? Talking about, this girl talking about some, oh, when you called the phone dot. Oh, no, that was your cue to get upstairs and put the phone on the charger. Like, you cannot do that. I'm too far away. I work in New York. So I'm like, too far away. I can't just leave like that. I do security. So it's like, if I leave, I'm abandoning post and I'm quitting my job, basically.
So
like,
what's the problem? You don't believe her? Or
No, I believe her. Okay. I'm very inconsiderate.
Yeah. That never happens, right?
Never in the 5 years.
Okay,
that we've been
so
together.
One time there was a little mishap.
I thought she could have died. Like, really? I'm at work. I'm too far away. I'm ready to leave to search for hospital.
Calm down.
Let me
it's
tell
okay.
you something,
She's
baby.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
I understand how it feels when your hoes stop acting like they can be controlled. Okay? So I just want you to know that you need to control your hoes better.
And
I'm
telling you.
Put the fear of God in her now so she never does this
Come
again.
Come on. She never messes up. You got to let it slide this one time.
It was a little mistake. Yeah. Listen to ye.
I can't wait till I get home because I'm going in.
Apply the pressure, boo.
You can never do that. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And she can't orgasm for a week.
We love you, too.
She's crazy.
Goodness gracious.
She can't orgasm for a week. She can only do you. You can't do her for a week.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. But I get it. Ain't nothing worse than having a feeling when you can't get in touch with a loved one. You calling their phone. They not answering.
Yeah, but this never ever. Sometimes your phone died.
That happened to me last week.
Come on.
I called 911. I said, go to my house right now.
Your phone died. It's not like this is a habit.
Yeah. Sometimes their phone died and sometimes they laid up with another person.
This happened one time ever. She doesn't not believe.
Well, always know we thinking the worst.
All right. All right? Tell them why you mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Jay Farrell will be joining us in a little bit. He's formerly of Saturday Night Live.
Right. Yeah. You guys made a whole topic out of him before.
And he did all the impersonations and stuff. He was dope. I'm surprised.
I mean, about him not being on Saturday Night Live and losing your job. Remember you guys did that whole topic?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching Jay-Z and Beyonce online. They was Ken and Barbie last night for Halloween. This is how you know Jay-Z is a dad now.
Real dad.
And officially a husband.
Absolutely.
Because you can tell this was all of the wife's idea.
Absolutely.
But you got to go along with it.
If you want a happy life wife, you say yes, babe, and you just sit there and take those pictures.
Hey, man, once you done caused the lemonade to be created, you do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
All right, to keep the things to keep things nice and peaceful and smooth.
I know I did yesterday.
All right.
I sat there with all them kids, and we all sat there, and we smiled.
It's dope, though. I like the box. The box says Black Barbie. The other one says Black Collector Edition.
That's dope.
That's right. Keep it real Afro-American out here.
There you go. All right. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Yes. Big Sean has put out some new music, and in that music, he's talking about people like Kid Cudi and his ex, Naya Rivera, and her tell-all book. We'll tell you what he has to say on these new songs. Also, Rob Kardashian. He is now part of a criminal threat investigation. Find out about these text messages that he was sending. And he mentions gays, Mexicans, and African-Americans as well.
Uh-oh. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. Well, Big Sean put out two new songs yesterday. One of them is called No More Interviews. And in this song, he talks about a couple of different things. He talks about his ex-fiance, Naya Rivera.
Why he's still talking about her? I thought you don't F with her.
And her tell-all book. Here's what he said.
The thing about it is she ain't even tell all. Like how I introduced her to meditation, positive thinking. In the book she probably reading daily rotation. I learned when people lie you not to return the favor. So I won't get you embarrassed. I won't tell them all the other parts about you that's plastic. This my last time putting my ex in a song, even though the last one went triple platinum. I'd rather put that energy into what's worth having. Like how I got a platinum album with no solo tour.
There you go.
That boy
the last
be spitting,
one went
though.
Triple platinum. So that's why.
Sean gets busy.
He be spitting.
But why he's still rapping about her, though?
He's also talking about Kid Cudi on this song. Here it is.
Many friends turn to enemies, they frenemies. I don't know why I act like I'm surprised or it's offending me. I'm saying, no, I should have learned from Hov and Dane, from Stunner and Wayne. Cudi and Ye, what happened to our family ways, though? When I put you on that song with Nas, you had told me that you was forever grateful. And now we brothers. So it hurt to hit the internet to find out that me and you don't fuck with each other over a miscommunication. That probably could be fixed with a 5-minute conversation. I'm still praying.
Sean be spitting, man.
Sean gets busy. Sean be getting busy
I just like hearing Sean's rap.
Well, you can't ask him about any of these things because in No More Interviews, he also says this.
Don't ask me no stupid questions. Are you still signing Ye questions? No Roc Nation questions or who I'm dating questions. No. Look, no more interviews unless you want to talk about the music or something that has a different view. And not this shit that's getting the hits and views. Words misconstrued with no credit, but you was getting proved.
Only thing is, the song is all about those things he said don't ask him about in interviews, and he wants to talk about the music, and it's in the music.
I mean, artists, man, if you're telling us your personal life and your records and we discuss things that are being said in those records, we are talking about the music. And like you just said, you just did a whole record revealing a bunch of stuff and expect people not to ask you about it in interviews. Now, I'm sure more people want to know what's the issue with him and Cudi. They want him to expound on that in interviews, okay? Artists don't realize we're only feeding off what you give us, but let's be clear. Let Big Sean come out and don't sell no records. Def Jam will be demanding his ass do that interview circuit. Okay, he'll be doing every podcast, every radio show, and everything else.
I think Big Sean will come up here.
Well, it's good some new Big Sean. Now, let us discuss a haunted house. I know you like things like this, Charlamagne.
No, I don't. I don't pay nobody to scare me.
The Skirvin Hilton Hotel in Oklahoma City.
The what?
It's called the Skirvin Hilton Hotel. Mm. They're saying that this hotel is haunted. The reason that it's haunted is because the owner was having an affair with a housekeeper named Effie. This is the legend. Effie got pregnant. She was locked inside a room on the upper floor. She then killed herself and the child. And now there's a spell on this hotel. Well, a lot of people have stayed at this hotel. In particular, the Clippers had to stay there. And Nick Young talked about his 2011 to 2012 season. He said, I couldn't see my son because I was breaking out in hives. After the Lakers lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday, he talked about the situation. He said it was terrible. Now I'm paranoid. So Saturday evening, he stayed at the hotel with a sweatshirt on a bed with towels covering the sheets and blankets. But other players refused to even stay at that hotel because seen ghosts there. And Lou Williams and Larry Nance Jr. refused to stay. They actually paid for their own rooms at a hotel nearby. Now, Meta World Peace also talked about a situation where he stayed at this hotel. He said, the ghosts were all over me. I just accepted it. They touched me all over the place.
Whoa.
I'm taking one of the ghosts to court for touching me in the wrong places.
Some disgruntled wife made that up to scare the ball players into not cheating. Think about it. Man has affair. A woman that had the affair goes and kills herself. Like, come on. Stop it.
I'm cool on that. I wouldn't stay in that hotel
stop
either.
Stop it.
I'm cool on that.
I stayed in a haunted hotel one time. It was in New Orleans.
You knew it was haunted and you still stayed there?
Well, the room was already booked and then I Googled it just because I like to see where I'm staying and they said it's a haunted hotel.
By the way, every place is haunted.
I was kind of excited about it.
There's no place on this earth that you can roam where somebody hasn't died. I just want y'all to know that. Every place in the world is haunted. Okay.
It depends on how they die, though. That's a tragic story.
Please, man.
She was
Listen,
locked in the room on the upper floor.
How about I don't want to know?
There's been grave sites around here for millions of years. You know, it's all kind of dead bodies and stuff all throughout the world.
Well, I wouldn't want to have a house
Stop
that was
it.
Built on a grave site.
You probably do have one right now.
I would hope not.
And don't even know it.
All right,
well, you know what's going to happen when we get put in the ground? 10,000 years from now, ain't going to be no tombstones. It's going to be our bodies laid up under the earth, and they're going to put a Starbucks over us. Stop it.
All right.
Well, I like the lemonade at Starbucks. I ain't mad at that.
All right.
It's actually
well,
ghost pee.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. I stayed at, I think it's called Le Pavilion in New Orleans, and they said that hotel is haunted.
All right. Well, when we come back from formerly of SNL, we have Jay Farrell. He'll be joining us.
The ghost of SNL's past. Jay Farrell will be here.
We'll chop it up with him, so keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Our guy, Jay Farrell.
Birdman is here.
Hey, look, listen. Y'all better put some respect on my name. Why I sound like somebody?
Sound like you want to break down. Like somebody took his lunch or something.
Hey,
like that,
he
bro.
Got emotional, man. Sometimes people get really, really angry and they want to hurt something so bad that they get emotional like that.
Hey, Bean Siegel. Hey, he. Listen, anytime you see a grown man take a straw and start chewing it, like, it's some problem.
But listen, yes, you did. You did. Yeah, you did. You made that little girl cry. So I can leave because I think you a bitch.
I think you should leave.
And he sat back down.
I was like, what is going on?
That's kind of like when I get in a fight with my boyfriend and I'll be like, I'm leaving, I'm out. And he's like, all right. And then you're like, I'm not really.
It didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
Well, Jay Farrell's here. What's going on, man? What happened with Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, how you let them fire you, man?
Let's get right into it.
Wait. Hold on, man. I got white famous. And it's a good move. So I was like, all right, let's do that. So that's exactly what happened. I got White Famous, I auditioned for it. I got the pilot.
White Famous is a show.
I thought he was saying, like,
what are you talking about, Jay?
That's the show that Jamie Foxx is doing?
That's the show Tim Story is, Tim Story that did Ride Along, he's directing it. Jamie Foxx is producing, Tom Capinos wrote it. And man, it was, we shot the pilot. It was dope. Like, it's nothing on television is going to be like.
And it got greenlit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all think it's about to. We all got that feeling. So we'll find out like a week.
So you didn't get fired. They tried to make it seem like you got fired, then you picked up this new job.
Yeah, it was like a transitional thing, man. Like, you know, any place where you feel like, and I thank SNL for all of its opportunities that it did provide, but anytime you feel like you feel kind of slighted. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, you know, go do your thing. So, you know.
Why wouldn't they let you do both, though?
They didn't want to work on my schedule. So I was like, all right, cool. Well, you know, I seen the check for White Famous. I said, I'm out this bitch. Deuces. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
who's the black characters now and the black voices?
I guess Michael Che, who
Michael
everybody
che,
thinks
Keenan
is me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're going to have Pete do Obama. Yeah, man. That's my dude. I seen his special. Shout out to Pete. SMD. That was dope.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to do it, man. I know they got Keenan. He going to do it. I mean, shoot, ain't Keenan bigger, you know?
Yeah, Pete said he was shocked when they got, it was you and what's the other dude's name?
Taron Killam.
Yeah, he said he was shocked because y'all did all the impersonations. So he was like, well, damn, I might be next because I don't do 90% of what they can do.
It's so crazy that, like, I'll do something off the show and it will go super viral. Mm-hmm. Like, everything I've been doing has been going, like, super viral. So I guess, I don't know if they saw it like, hey, you know, you're good now. You can kind of stand alone. I don't know what it was, but you know, they just, hey, they didn't work on my schedule.
So it wasn't a pink slip. It wasn't a, hey, Mr. Farrell, your services are no longer needed.
It was more of a, well, you have this other thing going on. We can't accommodate that. So you have to pick and choose, and you chose white
does,
famous.
Does Lauren call you directly when stuff like that happens? Or?
No.
Keep it real.
No. He sent me an email. Like, I emailed him. He sent me an email back. And I saw him at the party, and he gave me a hug. He was like, "Yeah, you have so much going on, and you're good, and I love you, and everything." I was like, "All right, thank you." So that's my fam, man. It's no bad blood. And he always said, "Yo, you know you're part of the family no matter what." And I was like, "Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that."
Now, so what if the pilot don't get picked up? I'm sure it will, but.
It will, but I got.
Don't throw that in the air.
Come on, man.
hey, take that back. I'm sure it will, but just what if it?
I mean, shoot, I'm on the road. I got three movies I'm fitting to do, and I'm working, bro.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So.
All right, now, another thing I was asking you about, I was telling you when you walked in. There's a comedian I was talking to, and he was kind of mad about some things you said about him on The Breakfast Club.
What did he say?
Because they were true. Donnell Rollins.
What you say about Donnell?
Well, Donnell Rollins, you know, it's tough out here, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Chappelle show was like 12 years ago. So, it's not like he's like an Hollywood pop. It's not like he's doing like Bad Boys 3. And he got mad, yo. He tweeted me. He was like, "Yo, son, you taking shots?" I was like, "Nah, dog, these are jokes, but it's real."
Yeah, then he said he ran into you and it was beef.
Beef?
He said you backed down.
Nah.
You let Donnell Rollins back you down?
He didn't back me
down. I'm kidding.
Down.
He didn't say that.
I'm about to. I was like, "Yo, what the hell?" Like, that did not happen. That did not happen at all.
I didn't say something really crazy.
What was the beef? I missed that one.
It wasn't even a beef. It was just I was just saying. I made a joke, and he tweeted me, and that was all it was.
Yeah.
And when I seen him, I just wanted to make sure because he tweeted me. I was like, he must have felt some type of way.
Right.
So I was like, let me smooth it out. Hey, dude, I was just joking. Oh yeah, son.
It's funny because sometimes people could tweet you, and you could take it the wrong way. Because what if when he tweeted you, he was really joking, you know? And you're like, "Yo, son, you taking shots?" And you read it that way. Yeah. It happens all the time. You try to play with somebody.
I hate, man.
Envy's very sensitive, yes.
Twitter is, I hate Twitter, though. Like, I hate Twitter.
I saw you take a break from it after they announced you got fired. You took
I was just chilling because I was getting so many, I got so many tweets like, "Hey, I hope you all right," and all this. And I'm like,
"No, you wasn't."
I'm not
on Twitter. They'd be like, "I'm glad you got fired.
Nah, you ain't
never been funny."
Nah, they 80% of the people that was hitting me up was like, "Yo, man, I'm sorry to hear about this." And then 20%, you know, most of the black people, I'm glad. I'm glad he off there. He won't never funny in the first place. Like you said, you won't never funny. Twitter's mean, man. That's why I lost weight.
It is mean.
I see you taking a lot of selfie pictures. I don't follow you, bro.
You don't follow me because I was taking selfies.
It was too many.
Hey,
it's too many, man.
Hey, I'm trying to inspire
insecure,
the world.
Man. You made me insecure.
I'm trying to inspire the world. Listen, Dean Edwards said, "Yo, son, I feel uncomfortable all these ad pics." I said, "Press the unfollow."
I told my wife it was steroids. She was like, "Look," I said, "that's steroids, man."
Yeah, he went to Dr. Miami.
Hey, the hips are gone.
So you lost weight because everybody was clowning you?
I lost weight because, listen, I never recovered from when I did a VMAs 2014. They lit my ass up talking about my hips, bro. It's talking about, "You look like Barney." I said, "What? Barney?" I said, I had to do it, man. Like, seriously, they did a side-by-side with me and Nicki Minaj, said who wore it better. You remember that? And then I was winning. Like, I had to do something, bro.
How'd you lean up?
I started running. Like, my cardio game is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I was running 9 miles a day.
Wow, that's crazy.
For 2 months. And then I just kept being consistent with it, and I'm running like 5, whatever. But when I was in Tokyo, like last week, I ran 16 miles in a day. Like,
wow.
I don't play around with cardio. And then I got a trainer too, so you know, I'm trying to get them Marvel superhero roles, son.
Now, hold on.
I know where the money is.
How much is the training now? Because you just got fired. You got to think about things.
Hey, come
like
on,
this.
Man.
No, for real. I've been fired 4 times. Trust me, it's certain things you got to cut out. How much is the training, Jay?
Train is complimentary.
Okay.
Well, I gotta just post abs in the gym.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, man, just give me a tag." I'm like, "All right."
All right, we got more with Jay Farrell when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Hold Up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, formerly of SNL, we have Jay Farrell in the building. Now, Yee?
So, Jay, we've been talking about your weight loss. I know a lot of women you say you've been getting, but are a lot of guys trying to holler at you? MV gets a lot of guys trying to holler
at
you.
When my hips were bigger, they definitely was trying to holler at my ass. It's another reason. I had to cut that. Do you know Felice Johnson?
He got out of booty warrior.
He got out of jail.
No,
they
didn't. Oh, Felice Johnson.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yes. He did. No. Yes, he did.
Felice is out.
I think they put him in the half. I'm sick. Yo, he got out. So I think it was like a couple years ago he got out. I
so
was
he
like,
hit
yo.
You?
He tried to
hide. No. Oh, but I'm just preparing. They said a halfway. There was like at one point it was a halfway house that wouldn't take him or something like that. And now I think he got out. So I didn't want him to like come at SNL like waiting around the corner. It's waiting like where the jail.
Damn, they're like Felice Johnson is now on the loose.
And end up raping Michael Che because you're not dead no more.
Che hit me up, yo son, I got my cakes tossed. Like they thought I was you, son.
Can you watch the show? Do you watch
it?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't watch it a lot. I watched it at a certain point before I got on the show. But, like, I wasn't, like, the current, like, I ain't know the Kristen Wiig and all of that. But it's the same thing. Like, I watch clips and stuff. Like, oh, that was funny. Oh, that was funny. Whatever. So it's nothing like, huh, I'm getting flashbacks from my job and get my sketches cut if I watch the show or nothing. No.
Now Lorne Michaels said that he told USA Today that y'all served the show well. You and Keelum, and y'all are two people that you really care about, but change is the lifeblood of the show. It always has been. You got to keep bringing new people in.
But then the only discrepancy I have with that statement is the fact that there have been people on the show for, like, almost 20 years.
That's what I said. I'm like, change is the lifeblood of the show.
Okay. I said, I put two hands. I was like, all right, cool. That's what's up. I said, that's the explanation you want to give. I was like, that's cool. I think everybody's like mad political about that, but it's people that's been there mad long.
Do you believe him when he says that he cares about you?
Are you Dr. Phil?
You had the voice change?
Yeah. Do you?
I learned that from
Yana.
Okay.
Yana.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know who that is, but
she does fix my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna look it up. So I'll be versed.
You'll Google it.
Next time I come in.
Do you think he really cares?
I think Lorne does care about us, you know. I don't think he would make decisions if he didn't believe in people's talent. So, you know, I believe it.
Yeah.
This situation we talked about earlier is about Mariah Carey.
Uh-oh.
She was engaged, and she's no longer engaged.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever beat Mariah Carey? No, man. Oh. I was like, wait. I said, I was agreeing to you. And then he slipped. You be doing
Mariah
that.
Carey?
You be slipping, bro.
That's gonna be the headlines. You know
hey,
that.
I wanted, bro. I did want to, and I do want to, though. She's single.
But she's single now.
Yeah, she's single.
Word? Yeah, I like
only
that.
Thing is this, all right? So now they're not getting married anymore. Right. You know, he's a billionaire. She wants him to give her $50 million plus buy her a mansion in L.A. plus she gets to keep the ring, which is worth about $10 million. Is there ever a case, you think, where a man should give some palimony up if you didn't get married but pay you?
I don't think no ass is worth giving that much money for.
He ain't even have sex with her.
What?
She said she's so traditional that she used to sleep in another bedroom.
She Sierra'd his ass.
Even on the yacht, she said they slept in different rooms.
She don't get 50 then. You ain't give me no booty. You Mariah Carey. You gave me no ass.
And we ain't married. We ain't got no kids.
50 million, a house in LA, and the ring.
Get the fuck out of here. It's not happening.
So you wouldn't be with somebody if they didn't have sex with you? You couldn't stay with them?
You gotta try before you get married. Because what if you marry somebody and they suck? And you stuck with them. You know what I'm saying?
But you can teach somebody how to be better in the bedroom. Because let's just say she's never had sex, then you can
mold her. It's a natural talent. You have to have those natural skills.
you think so?
You can get
at an age that you can't learn.
Because there's times that I'm sure you've had sex with somebody the first time wasn't so great because y'all didn't really know what each other liked.
Yeah, we ain't talk again.
the first time's not always the best time.
But it's potential. So you know when you win something that's like, oh, this is going to be good once we really get to know each other's bodies.
It's got to be, but yeah, and then if it's, you know, if it don't feel, I mean, it can feel, it's got to feel good, you know, like it's got to feel great.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if you ain't moving, you know what I'm saying? If you're just sitting there and laying, it got to feel good.
I'm sure there's been times that you like finish really quickly.
Nah.
And then a girl won't give you another chance.
Never happened.
Does sex feel better without hips?
Wait, what?
Does it feel better without hips?
Is he flirting?
That's why, Charlamagne,
What you mean?
Cause you asking me these, you asking you me these pause questions.
You used to have hips. You say you don't have hips no more.
Stop looking down at his hips.
You look down right there. I think you're halfway flirting.
Charlamagne needs him to grab onto.
You're sitting like a cat and like this. Hey, what is up?
You, what is it?
Like, the pose though, the pose is killing me. Like what is he doing it again? The sex feel better without hips. What the?
You know what I mean?
Pause. Pause, Charlamagne. Super pause.
But does it feel better?
What's wrong with
you? And you still asking the question.
I don't know that you lost weight. I don't know how to.
Well, can I be honest with
yes.
you? Stamina wise, I've never been a minute dude. Never, ever.
Never, not once in your life.
Never.
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 Somebody gonna tweet us.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Hey, I swear, if anybody, please stand up. Please stand up. But the stamina from exercising and everything, mm-hmm. like I'm on Super Saiyan Blue right now. Like you can't mess with me. You know, y'all don't get that reference because y'all
I
don't
do.
Watch that.
Yeah.
You get that reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
You're the energizer.
Yeah, I'm the bunny, you know, I just pow. Wop, wop, wop. Oh, Lord. What is happening? What the hell just happened?
All right. The Godfather.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. What is going on?
Hey.
What the hell type of cha-cha? Welcome.
The earliest gay bar in America.
Wow. This is.
Hey, buddy.
Nobody.
You're here.
Wait a minute. See, y'all just popped out the side like that white face in Mortal Kombat. Like, what the? Toasting it? Like, what the hell?
What's going on?
What is happening here? Okay, cool. F it. This is what we doing in the morning?
Have some fireball. Man.
This is what we do. Have some fireball, bitch. Thank you.
All right, we gotta go.
A toast. What we toast?
Hey, white famous. Let's all toast to white famous. We good? Hey, well, you know what? Charlamagne just made some very weird comments, so y'all might feel.
No, I was just talking about his hips. He used to have hips, Godfather.
Hey.
All right, we gotta go.
All right.
His name is Paul Revere. He takes it in the rear.
Paul Revere, who takes it in the rear.
Paul Revere.
Oh, I love Elvis, man.
Wow.
That's how you feeling, Jay?
Paul's like, Paul, huh?
Talk about hips and then you get the whole game through in there, man.
I'm not going to lie. I feel mighty uncomfortable right now.
You didn't do your fireball shot.
I didn't take the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you for being a white famous.
Yes.
Tell us about that show.
It's a black comedian on the circuit who's like trying to transition over into white famous.
Okay.
Which would be like, you know, the industry, whatever. But he's so stubborn, he keeps messing himself up. But like he's finally getting a chance. So you're following, like, it follows the journey of him starting from the bottom and then like keep and elevating.
Gotcha. Is it based on a true story?
Jamie Foxx's stories, some of Kev's stories, like everybody who was on the Chitlin circuit, because you know, everybody who was like a black comedian, a few of them haven't done it, but the Chitlin circuit where you'll do like, you'll get like $75 a show and you do like six shows. Mm-hmm. And then like by the end of the week, you'll have like, I don't know, $400, $500, something like that.
But you don't work like 1,000 hours.
Yeah, but you gotta
wait at the club, you gotta be on time,
yeah.
And try to get on.
And
I've seen a lot of comedians start from the very beginning and work their way up.
Yeah, Chitlin Circuit, you'll do like shows at like, I don't know, like Rick's Barbecue or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a place that's not even a comedy club. It just builds you. So I'm from there, like I know all about that. I started doing that, so.
And then it's like that balance of once you do pop off.
Yeah.
Keeping it real with
that's
your core.
What John Witherspoon says a line in there because he's part of the cast too. He said, "Don't forget your nigga coat." That's like the thing. Like when you go back to your people, don't act like you don't remember where you came from.
Do a lot of comedians do that? They forget where they came from and they just fall the hell off.
I think those two guys you named have done it the best.
Who's that?
Jamie Foxx and Kev.
Yeah.
Have done the best of keeping their
Nick code.
Your Nick code.
Both sides of the
code. Yeah, they cover both sides.
All right, we got more with Jay Farrell. When we come back, keep it locked, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Mo Money, Mo Problems, Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, formerly of SNL, we have Jay Farrell in the building. Now, you do a lot of impersonations. Do you get flack from doing it? They say, well, you're not funny because all you are is impression.
Well, from what a lot of people have seen online or whatever, like, they'll say, oh, he do impressions, well, that's all he do. But the people that actually come to my shows and they see it, they're like, wow, you do everything. And I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, it was a lot more impression stuff. But, you know, now I'm just talking about me, dog, and, like, everything I've been through, and it's fun now.
Yeah, I saw you talking about politics. You said we're screwed either way. So it's just a matter of you want the whole dick or just the tip.
That's the truth.
That's the thing. Like, you know, we're screwed. I just said
Well, this Saturday.
Right, you don't want to say it to Charlamagne. You want to say it to Envy.
Just because you ain't said no part. This you didn't sat like this. The cat pose. Don't do. Come on, man. Charlamagne, you make me very uncomfortable.
It's very just uncomfortable see how they looking. Act together when you're not around. Goodness.
All right, TMI. Jay Farrell this weekend. He's gonna be at the Gramercy Theater this Saturday. Go check him out.
And you gotta let us know when Almost Famous gets greenlit, man.
Yeah, Almost White Famous.
White Famous.
Who the hell's Almost Famous?
That's a movie.
Oh, and Big Sean. Too.
That's Big Sean.
That's an album. I will let you know. Y'all be the first people, and then you know we celebrate. I guess we have another.
We are not gonna be the first people, are we really?
No. But...
That sounds good.
Why did you just lie?
Y'all be the
Why
first
would
people.
We be the first people.
You can be anywhere in the world. Yeah. You're here with me.
Hold up. Nah, before we sign out, I seen something. You were supposed to call me after you heard the news. You never called me.
That's a damn lie.
You never called me.
Hold on. I broke the news.
That's a damn lie.
You never texted me.
I broke the news to Charlamagne that you were no longer on SNL. He was devastated.
And he said he texted you right
now. What number did you? Maybe you hit my old number.
Look, what'd I say?
No, dog. You texting the wrong number, bruh.
He never got the message.
I never got the message, but this says, peace, my brother. Just found out you left SNL. Congrats on the Showtime gig, though.
And I said left. I didn't say fired.
Thank you.
See?
Then he said, I love you.
What date was that?
Huh? This was August the 12th.
Boom.
At 6:59 a.m.
Boom.
So you did?
Yes.
But you texted the wrong number.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, the intent was there.
Now, you came with bullet points, Jay. You got some things you want to discuss.
The first thing that Jay Farrell said when he walked in here was, what's up with Kalani, though?
You did say that.
Kalani, she said she wanted. I like her. I seen one of her Instagram pictures. I was like, well, goddamn, she had on the red thigh highs. I said, that's dope, bro.
Let me see.
I said, she said she need a gangster. I said, I can impersonate one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
She don't need a gangster though. Let's keep it real.
How old is she?
She needs a sweet.
She's 21.
Oh hell no, that's too young. That's too
young. You're still in your 20s.
That's too young.
That's though. Not too
you
young.
You think so? She loved ballers. Now she dated Kyrie Irving. Oh, she was a party next door.
Really?
But you can tell she's a good girl because she actually was with Party over Kyrie. Mm. She said Party's the love of her life. So she chose the love over the $100 million contract.
Right. Mm.
That's cool. She's still 21, though. She got to figure. You got to be at least 25, man. Girls, they don't got the... Listen, this chick sent me a snap like with her boobs out, but she had like this dog face on it. So I felt like real weird. Mm. I was like, this is bestiality.
What?
That's a new young filter.
This is beast. No, it's bestiality. It says in the Bible. It says Jeremiah 3:34. I don't know if that's the verse, but it's in there somewhere.
Wait, but Charlamagne participates in bestiality.
I've never participated.
Wait, what?
He had a dog lick his balls.
I was high. It's a long story.
Let's just leave it at that. But he definitely had a dog lick. I told him that's bestiality.
I was high. I was drunk. I was just laid out. The dog. He only licked me like once.
So now it's just once. You're such a liar. That is not what you said.
I never said it was more than once.
You said you never stopped him. You didn't stop him. You let him keep going.
I did like this.
Why did you let?
What was this?
I did like that. Like shoe dog.
Wait. Were you naked? Did you have your clothes?
I had on boxes.
And you just let him just lick the...
He snuck up on me. It was a sneak lick.
Did you put kibbles and bits inside of your boxes, man? Did you attract them? Is that what happened?
Are you victim blaming right now? I'm asking you. You're victim shaming right now.
Dude, I'm asking you because...
Are you saying I led the dog on?
I'm saying that you might have let... Peter might be mad at you.
Is that bestiality?
Yes, it's bestiality. That's dog sexual activity.
Y'all
making
fun
of
a rape victim right now.
Oh, now you...
I didn't give that dog consent.
Shut up, man. Was it a male dog?
Yes, it was. And I didn't give the dog consent, and y'all making fun of me right now. That's rape victiming.
No, he tried. He tried you, and you were fine with it.
So what else you got in your phone, your bullet points, man?
Listen, nah. What else you got in there? Nah, man, we were just the weight loss. I think we really talked about everything.
I like that. I like when guests come prepared with what they know they want to talk about.
I think we talked about everything.
Yeah, you think there's Molly?
No. Did you do it?
No. Come on, girl. Don't do that. Don't do that. I got Molly. That was bad.
You better sneak out of here before Paul Revere gets in your rear.
Paul Revere gets in your rear.
Wait, what? You did Molly before?
I didn't do it. I got drugged. I actually did get drugged.
Really?
Who drugged you?
What happened? I was at a white party. Mm. All white. And then this girl said, we're going to do some drugs. And I'm thinking, weed.
Yeah.
Right? And then her friend was like, no, we're not doing hardcore drugs. I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean? What universe is this hardcore drug? And then she was like, no, we're doing Molly. I was like, nigga, no. And then she dropped it in my drink. I didn't know. And I drank the champagne. And then I was I was gone.
What happened?
Did you at least smash the chicks?
It didn't work.
Oh.
It didn't, yeah.
But your penis didn't work?
No.
Had ED.
Was soft the whole time.
That's what you blamed it on? The Molly?
What else happened?
That's what you blamed it on, Jay?
Maybe you needed a dog to come lick your balls.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to leave because I think you will miss.
Well, I think you should leave then because you don't get hard.
All right.
Wow. What does that have to do with you?
All right.
Still, you know what? I'm telling you, there's so many suspect moments in this bitch today.
Does Charlamagne kick you out?
Charlamagne,
it just keeps happening. We don't mean for it to happen.
I think, but it's so natural. It comes so natural to y'all. What the hell? Like, all right.
All right.
But Charlamagne doesn't want you here anymore because you don't get hard.
Jay.
Why are you looking at him like that?
He's still doing it. This pose is killing. Yo. Okay.
All right.
I'm good.
All right. J.E.D. Farrell will
Jay's
be
been
at
here.
The Gramercy Theater this Saturday.
Jay. Yep, this Saturday. What time is it, Shane? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock
at Gramercy Theater. Come out, man. It's one of the best live shows you're going to see. I stand by my bro. I'm dead ass. And this next, when I do this next special, it's going to be dope. Put it on my life.
Jay Farrell.
There you have it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's do it.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it turns out that Rob Kardashian is now under criminal threat investigation. We told you the story before about the guy, Pilot Jones, who sold pictures of him and Blac Chyna making out and saying that he might be the father of her unborn baby. He went to paternity test, blah, 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 blah. Well, Blac Chyna did respond to that and said that that was just him trying to get some attention. Well, they have posted these text messages that Rob Kardashian sent, and the LAPD has these. He says things like, and you, I can't say this word, it's another word for gay that rhymes with maggot. Ask B, this is Rob, and you did the most disrespectful ish ever by releasing pics and a story for a pregnant woman who is 17 days from having a baby. This is my wife, and you're about to get your ass beat by every Mexican in LA, including me. You effed with the wrong woman and the wrong dude. I hope you're religious, because after I beat your ass with about 30 Mexicans, you better hope God lets you into heaven.
That's Rob Kardashian talking like that?
Yes.
Rob Mexican?
I don't know why.
No, I don't think he's Mexican.
The fattest Mexican I've ever seen in my life.
He's not Mexican, I don't think.
He said it's a wrap for you, and after we beat your ass, we will all be good and never contact China, you vagina ass N-word.
Why Rob got so many Mexican goons? I don't like Rob thinking that he
What about him using the N-word? Is that weird? He said, don't ever come for me and my wife ever, you corny ass N-word.
The N-word,
the
F-word.
The fist emoji.
The racial slur. Is that a racial slur?
A lot of different things.
What's the slur? What do you call that kind of slur, that maggot? What's that?
That's, it's not racial. It's,
Well, whatever homophobic. It
is. Yeah. Homophobic slur.
He's using a lot of slurs.
There's a lot of slurs in there.
Yeah. Woo, there's a lot going on.
But when he became Mexican.
That's what you care about.
You can't just hire Mexicans to do any kind of work for you.
He thinks it's him and a whole bunch of Mexicans.
Rob thinks you could just hire any Mexicans to do any kind of work for you. They ain't fighting for you now.
Well, we'll see what happens as the LAPD is investigating these text messages.
But you said you'd never fight a Mexican before. You said you would never fight a Mexican.
Mexicans don't stop. I used to live next to a Mexican when I was growing up on a dirt road in Moss Corner, South Carolina. His name was Emilio. And Emilio used to fight all day long. See? He wanted them people you'd be fighting, you'd just be like, all right, stop, man. I got to go home. Like,
so,
stop.
Maybe you got a point.
All right, Beyonce, she's encouraging people to vote, and she posted this on her Instagram. This was actually a speech that she gave when she was doing the Tidal performance, and she posted this clip from it, and it's about voting. We're a week away, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, check it out.
And want to just block the world out. But doing nothing right now is not an option, y'all. I know it seems like things are bad, but if you think they can't get worse, just ask your grandparents. We are not helpless. The fire is still burning. Please go out and vote. So many people have died and sacrificed so much for us to have our voice. We have to use it.
She posted that on Instagram. She said the right to use our voice at the polling stations this election day is not a privilege.
Better go vote.
That should be taken lightly throughout history, from the women's suffrage movement to the civil rights movement. This is a right we had to fight to obtain. It is our power that put the first Black president into the White House, and it was our influence that changed the course of history. Exercising the right to vote is imperative to our democracy. So November 8th.
Yeah, I was talking to our homie Simone Sanders. Simone used to work on the Bernie Sanders campaign. Salute to Simone. She was telling me how the black millennial numbers are very, 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 very low this year. So black millennials aren't even thinking about going to the polls.
Yeah, we got
to
get out there and vote. Please go out there and vote.
All right, Idris is denying the fact that he's dating Madonna. This rumor started a couple of days ago. It was at Your Call in London, and he's been doing kickboxing. I don't know if you guys saw the video of Idris Elba kickboxing. It's a new documentary series that's coming out. It's called Idris Elba the Fighter. So it's documenting his fighting career as part of the series. And Madonna is ringside, and she posted a video from there. So Idris shut down the rumor that they're dating. He tweeted out, "Am I sleeping with Madonna? No MFers." So just so you guys know, if you saw that Idris and Madonna were making out, dating, he's saying it's not true. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yo.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I keep telling y'all that everybody's not capable of making decisions on their own. Some people are just prone to poor choices. It's a young man in the Ukraine who needs to come to the front of the congregation because I'd like to have a word with him. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see if you out there would do the same thing that this young man did.
Okay, we'll get into it in a minute. 4 after the hour. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 1st, goes to a Ukrainian man named Oleksandr Turin. Now, Donkey of the Day is simply a segment that gives people the credit they deserve for being stupid. And by the way, when it comes to the stupidity of people, nothing surprises me anymore, okay? Nothing. This whole planet needs to be put in rice. I pray, a.k.a. call tech support for this world every day. I download the new updates, and I expect people to start being a little bit quicker on their feet. But nope, people still slow. And this young man, hold on, that was the green juice. And this young man, 20 years old, named Oleksandr Turin, is one of those people, okay? See, Oleksandr wanted the new iPhone 7, and an electronics store in the Ukraine offered the first 5 people the latest Apple product, the iPhone 7, to the first 5 people who changed their name to iPhone Sim, because Sim means 7 in Ukrainian. So if you change your name to iPhone Sim or iPhone 7, you receive the free iPhone 7. Are we clear on that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Oleksandr decided to call this store's bluff. He took the store up on the offer. Now, the phone starts at $850 in the Ukraine. The name change cost the equivalent of $2 in the Ukraine. So to Oleksandr, I'm sure that seemed like an even exchange, except for the fact that now your legal name is iPhone Sim. So that's what he did. Now, I know this seems cool at 20, but like I tell every little boy and girl out here, everybody got a birthday. You're going to get older. And as you get older, it's going to be certain things you did when you're young that you will grow to regret, like face tattoos, sexual partners, marriages, and changing your name to iPhone Sim. Okay, does Oleksandr realize we are currently on the iPhone 7, meaning it's going to be an iPhone 8 and an iPhone 9? iPhones are going to be like the Star Wars movie franchise in my dear movies. They aren't going to stop making them. So why would you want your government name to be a name that will be played out as soon as the 8 drops? iPhone Sim, this name is only as cool as this phone is. Soon as the 8 drops and we move on to the next thing, you're dead out here. You don't name yourself or your kids after whatever the hot product is in the street. Ask the parents of kids whose legal name is Lexus and Alizé how they feel about the decision to name their kids that, okay? Now, his sister, Tetyana, I don't know how to pronounce it, said it was difficult to accept that and hard to believe it's true, but each person in this world is looking for a way to express himself. Why not do it in this way? No. Stop allowing people to do anything they want to do. Everybody on this planet is not equipped to make decisions for themselves. Can you imagine if people started naming themselves after what they want, after what they want someone to give them in the moment?
If you could really get it, I would do it.
Like today's November 1st, 2016. It would be girls naming themselves Rent Money. Okay, some of y'all would be naming yourselves Baby by Drake. A lot of y'all would change your name to Bentley or Bugatti. Envy, what would you name yourself right now, if you could have it?
Billionaire.
Ooh, I like that. Yee, what would you name yourself in this moment if you could have it?
Tropical Island.
We got our dude, Emizi.
Emizi,
come here.
Come to the mic.
What would you name yourself if you could have it right now?
Bernice Burgos.
Wow. This guy's an idiot.
Wow. So you would walk around named Bernice Burgos?
Drop with a clues bomb for Emizi.
Have you seen Bernice?
I can kind of understand. You know what? I might digress. I kind of understand that one.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, gosh.
That's big. But iPhone Sim, no. Please give Alexander Turin, a.k.a. iPhone Sim, the biggest hee-haw, please.
That makes sound better than Alexander, though.
Yeah, but for an iPhone?
And we have a guy named iPhone Sim that calls here all the time.
Yeah, but that's his nickname,
Angelina.
That ain't his real name.
We don't know that.
But we hope so. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Let's ask the people. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What do you want so bad that you would change your name to it?
Legally change your name. This is like better than making a wish. You could legally change your name, just like this guy, Alexander, changed his name to iPhone Sim, and he received a free iPhone 7. If you could legally change your name to anything right now and get it immediately, what would it be?
800-585-1051.
The thing I like about the answers in this room, they were long-term. Like, Angelique, you got her own tropical island.
Right.
You are a billionaire. That could run out, too. I don't know why you stand on money. Amazi wanted Bernice Burgos.
I can invest money. It would never run out.
But, like, iPhone 7?
Well, what about you?
I haven't thought about it. I got to give this some thought. Probably Jesus, because that's who I need.
Or maybe, like, Big Penis.
I don't care about that. That means nothing to me.
He'd probably do Wolverine.
No, Jesus.
Jesus over Wolverine?
We all need Jesus.
You got Wolverine.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, no, we know what you need.
You could change your name to that.
Now, you know,
Jesus.
Cowboys Championship. That's what he would definitely change his name.
That's
if that's
too
the case,
immediate.
I'll just change my name to Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott, okay? Because that's who giving us that this year.
Y'all not getting it this year. 800-585-1051. What do you want so bad that you would legally change your name for it? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jay-Z with Encore. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to iPhone Sim. Now, tell him why, Charlamagne.
iPhone Sim is his name now, but his original name was Alexander. Now, the Apple Store in the Ukraine was giving people free iPhone 7s if you legally change your name to iPhone Sim. So that's what Alexander decided to do. Okay?
Right.
To get a free iPhone 7. So we're asking the question this morning, what would you change your name to right now, in this moment, if you could get it immediately? I need y'all to think long term. Don't think rent money because today's the first. All right? Think long term.
All right. I say billionaire.
I said tropical island. You could call me Tropical for short.
Okay. Charlamagne?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is happy.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to be happy.
Well, that's cute.
That's nice.
I guess, you know, I would say God, Jesus, because, you know, I feel like
Charlamagne Tha God.
We all need more of that in our life. Really nothing material, to be totally honest with you, because material things depreciate with value regardless of what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really honestly think of anything that I would want to change my name to that I need right now. Not to mention, I damn near got everything I want.
Well, then.
Just letting y'all know. I'm doing great out here.
Okay, let me hold something.
Hey, now.
Hello, got nothing to do with money. See,
let's
that's the problem.
Go.
Ain't
let's
no hold
go.
Nothing.
You said you go.
It's just life. I'm good. I feel great.
Well, let me get some of that then.
You want some of this happy? You know what another word for happy is, don't you? You want some of this gay, do you?
I don't want none of the gay over there, right?
But all right now.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. What's your name, bro?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
What would you change your name to?
Well, here, I had a quick thought, man. Well, if it costs $2 to change your name, why wouldn't you just change it right back?
Yo, we're thinking this,
I don't know if I don't know if it works like that.
That's like having one wish and wishing for
Joy Killer.
Infinite more
That's
wishes.
Your name, Joy Killer.
Yeah, Joy Killer. We're not talking about anymore. Goodbye. Hello, who's this?
This is Adrian from Cincinnati.
Adrian, what would you change your name to, bro?
What's up, Envy? What's going on, Charlamagne?
What's up, bro?
I would change my name to Euphoria. Stress-free, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. All peace of mind. Happiness, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Drake's manager.
Oh, stop it.
All right, Drake's
manager. What's Drake's manager's name?
Drake's manager.
Oh, that's what you would change the name to, Drake's manager.
It's a lot of stress.
Yeah, I'd rather be Drake's manager because then it'll be easy on life.
You're thinking very short-term and very small. Drake's manager.
You could get fired.
You know, I mean, people are making way more money than Drake. That's why I tell people all the time, you can't stand on money and you can't stand on youth because you're going to get old and it's always somebody richer than you.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is David.
David, what would you change your name to, bro?
Hey, if I could change my name, I'd change my name to Eternity.
Oh.
What you mean? You want to
like
live forever?
Like a vampire?
Live forever. Just be in control of everything as long as I can.
Now, do you live forever and you age or what?
No, it's eternity. You know, you just... You are what you are. What people see you as, that's what they'll continue to see you as.
By the way, living for eternity would be so overrated because
yeah,
everybody you
great.
Love would die eventually.
Absolutely.
The vampires don't look that happy.
They're fake. 800-585-1051. What do you want so bad?
Jesus
that
Christ.
You illegally change your name for it. Goes now.
Oh, my God.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day the iPhone SIM.
Yes, a.k.a. Alexander Turner. He's this kid from the Ukraine, and it was this electronic store in the Ukraine that was giving people free iPhones if you legally change your name to iPhone SIM. So he legally changed his name to iPhone SIM, and he got a free iPhone.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what would you change your name to get? Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, what would you change your name to?
I would name myself Child Support.
You ain't getting no child support.
She want to get child support. I feel you.
Oh.
I feel like a lot of people.
That's sad.
About 236.
That's all, man. You got to think bigger, boo. I told you.
I don't see it.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, Bob.
Put an unlimited in front of it or something, boo.
Hello, who's this?
T from Jersey.
Hey, T, what would you change your name to?
Debt free.
Okay, so you'll just be even, but you just won't owe any money.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You'll still be broke, but you just won't. Yeah, you still be broke, but you just won't owe anybody no money.
Come on.
That's right. And when people call my name, they'll be like debt free, and I'll be like, holla.
You stupid. You stupid. Hello, who's this?
Stacy from Mobile.
Hey, Mobile, Alabama. What would you change your name to?
Medical degree. I'm so tired of going to school.
What the hell is a medical degree?
Medical degree.
Oh.
Medical.
Yeah, why not just doctor?
Lord have mercy. You thought about that one, huh? And we don't need you operating on nobody, all right?
Hello, who's this? This is good.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, what would you change your name to?
Doctorate.
The what?
Doctorate.
Doctorate. I need my doctorate degree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody just called up here and said they wanted their medical degree. Why don't you just say you're a doctor?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Am I drunk?
What's going on? There's no problems, man.
What would you change your name to?
I have to agree with you, DJ Envy, man. I have to change mine to multi-billionaire, baby.
Billionaire. I'm with you, brother.
You know what I'm saying? We got to live out here. We got to support the family. You know how it goes.
Hello, wow, who's this?
This is how you know people only think about what they see.
What?
Why not be a trillionaire if you're going to jump out the window? Why just be a billionaire? Be a trillionaire, goddammit.
Yeah, I don't want to be greedy. I like the way young Billy sounds. Young Trilly just sounds a little whack out there. Don't you think so? Billy for sure.
You want to be Khaled so bad.
I don't want to be Khaled.
Gosh.
I want to be bigger than Khaled. Another one. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on? This is Mel from 843.
Mel, we're talking. 843,
what's happening?
What's going on, Charlamagne? How you doing, bro?
I'm blessed, man.
What would you change your name to?
I'd probably change it to Vacation, you know, short for vacation, because that's surely what I need right now.
Boy, y'all some short-term thinking-ass people out here in
these
streets.
Hey, let them think what they want to think. That's what's on their mind right now.
That's why y'all ain't going to never get reparations, because the man know y'all ain't going to do nothing with it.
Hello, who's this?
Check your view.
What would you change your name to?
D. I would change my name to D's.
You think we're going to fall for that?
Yeah, right.
You think we're going to fall for that? You really think we're going to fall for that?
Let him live.
Huh?
Come on, man. You should have let me live on that.
Nah, we ain't going to let you live nothing. You think we're going to fall for that?
Let him live. D's what?
D's nuts.
There you go. All right. There you go.
He's still laughing. How you still laughing?
Laughs at his joke. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is y'all got to stop equating happiness with money, okay? You got the opportunity to get anything you want in the moment. You just got to legally change your name to it, and everything surrounding money.
Only two people said money.
You crazy. Everything had to do with money. So debt-free, money,
doctor.
Billionaire. Child support. No, man.
You said vacay.
People swear.
That's so sad that she don't get child support and she would change her name to child support to get it.
That's a shame. People swear having all the money in the world make them happy. You can't stand on money. Money is fleeting, okay? And there's always somebody making more money than you. So if you feel like money is what defines you, it's always somebody better than you, technically, because there's always somebody richer than you. Like, stop it. But God bless you all.
All right. Yee? Rumors?
Yes, we'll talk about Chance the Rapper, what new venture he's heading into. Also, Mariah Carey, her divorce from Nick Cannon is final. We'll tell you what the result of that is. Too bad she's not going to get married now.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Meek Mill recently did an interview. He was on Tax Stone's podcast.
Drop on the clues bombs for Tax Stone, damn it. Tax season. What's happening?
And he touched on all the things we've been talking about. First of all, why did he never respond to Drake? We know he initiated the whole beef. Where did it all stem from? It has to do with Drake not showing up to a show. Here's what he said about not responding to Drake right away.
Why didn't you respond?
Because I was on tour at this time when all that was going on back to back. When I record, I don't really record like that. And I always move at my time. Mm-hmm. Even like with Game, I wasn't even going to make no diss rap about him. O'Malley FaceTime me here in the studio with Beans. They say, come through. I just pulled up. If you notice, I'm on the third verse. I wouldn't have no diss records tour the diss of me. And I'm on the third verse.
I didn't like that excuse because Drake busy too. All right. Drake,
He did say that before, though.
Drake was real busy in the midst of all of that, too.
No, because he was on the road. He was on a tour bus, and they didn't have a studio on a tour bus. And they were waiting to get to a city where they had a studio to try to record it.
Okay,
fast.
That's a better excuse.
But I knew that because back then I was talking to Slow Bucks because, you know, Slow and Meek is really tight. And I told Slow, I said, tell him take his time. Like, this is good for music. This is good for the culture. Don't rush this record. Take your time.
Oh, that was terrible advice.
He should have took his time.
Because Drake hit him twice in a week.
Time. No, he didn't. He rushed that freestyle out, and it wasn't right. Mm. It wasn't right.
All right. He also talks about Beanie Sigel and whether or not Beanie Sigel was like a role model to him.
So how do you feel about Beanie Sigel?
I don't feel nothing. I just thought that was, I don't know what that was.
Did you once look up to him?
Yeah, I looked up to Beanie Sigel my whole life. Like I said, when that went down with Drake, I had Meek Mill over with. When they saying I was over with, right? They saying that right now? When DC 4 drop? When you over with, I ain't worrying about when that new drop. We talking about Beanie Sigel calling me. He trying to give me 80. And I'm like, no.
I enjoyed that interview, right? But did y'all get the best part to me?
Which was
when he said God took Beanie Sigel's voice. Whoa. Drop on the clues bomb. That was ether. I'm not gonna lie. He basically said God took Beanie Sigel's voice because Beanie ain't been using his voice right. Wow.
That was a lung situation, I believe.
I'm glad Meek felt the same way I felt about Beanie, though. I still stand on that. Beanie was just hating. Like, it was just pure jealousy and envy coming from Beanie's side towards me.
And he also talks about Nicki Minaj and whether or not he was cool with Safari, a.k.a. Scaff BZ, before he got Nicki.
I've been at his head for 2 years. I don't with him. I ain't with him when that was going on. He was somebody cool that I know, but, yo, I like her. She look like she for me. You don't look like you handling your business right at this second right now. You ain't my friend. I ain't got nothing. I'm going for what I know. But how can I FaceTime Nicki when I'm with him with some bitches? How that work? That's another law.
Oh, and didn't we used to see Meek and Safari them in pictures together?
No. The only picture you see them was...
And it's a meme that go around with all of them together and it say, yeah.
Well, that was in the club.
Yeah, that was actually
Envy was in the damn picture, too.
That was actually my birthday party. Nicki came, was hosting my birthday party.
Oh, so you're the reason.
And Fab came, Meek came, Clue came, and then they took the picture. But nah,
a picture in the club don't mean y'all.
That was just my birthday party.
To be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they was talking about in the Tax Stone interview. I don't want to misquote Slow Bucks, but he said he take pictures with people he don't like because he know they talk about them, so now they look like clowns or something like that.
I don't know.
Something to that effect.
All right, well, let's get into some other things now. Let's talk about Mariah Carey. Now, she's officially divorced because we know Nick signed off on the documents. Divorce is a done deal. Now, what they are saying about the divorce, Nick and Mariah agreed on joint custody of their 5-year-old twins. Mm-hmm. They don't have child support for either one of them. And also, because of their prenup, everything was settled pretty easily. She gets what she earned during the marriage, and he keeps what he earned. That's a nice, fair thing to do, right? And, you know, he was so in love with her, James Packer, even though now they're not engaged anymore. They said that he even would refer to her in emails as Mariah Carey Packer. So according to Mariah's sources, they do believe that it was other outside sources. Tommy Davis, who was Packer's right-hand guy, that kind of ruined everything, questioning his spending and the gifts that he was buying from Mariah. And that was kind of what ruined everything for them. I don't know. All right, Chance the Rapper is about to be acting. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he put up on his Instagram a trailer of Slice. It's his upcoming murder mystery with director Austin Vesely, who's also the man who did his Angels music video. And that film is going to be in theaters sometime next year.
Drop on the Clues Bond for Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Still independent.
Mm-hmm.
Not signed to no major label.
Mm-mm.
Getting that money. Now,
what's
he looks happy.
Oh, yeah, chances.
Listen,
when you put on a teddy bear outfit in a Kit Kat commercial, you are enjoying your life. You are living your life like it's golden. You could care less what people got to say about you and yours.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shout to Revolt TV. We will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for checking in. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy? Hit me up with your request. I got you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.